everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Thursday, the third day of October 2013. If we get some more details during the noon hour, during the Buckmaster Show, about this shooting on Capitol Hill, with Capitol Hill locked down right now, there's a report of a Capitol Hill police officer who has been wounded. If we get any more details, we certainly will pass them on to you during the hour. Our ace producer, Rosemary Brandt, monitoring all of the news channels, check out what's going on. The Buckmaster Show, live each weekday, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And we invite you to listen to the program really on your schedule, anytime, anywhere, buckmastershow.com. The show also is posted to the TucsonCitizen.com website and TucsonSentinel.com as well. We'll get things underway on this Thursday afternoon with Dr. Victoria Mazes. Dr. Mazes, Executive Director of the UA-based Center for Integrative Medicine. Then we'll talk about the launch of the United Way's Days of Caring campaign. This is a huge volunteer effort for our community in October. Then we'll close out the show with our legal contributor, Attorney Don Luce. If you have a comment or question, we invite you to join us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or you can post a question on our Facebook page, and we invite you to become a member, a friend of the Buckmaster Show by going to Facebook. We're easy to find, Bill Buckmaster. We're kind of setting an informal goal of 3,000 friends by our three-year anniversary of the show, which will be in January. Have about 100 friends to still join us to reach that particular goal. Let's join now in studio. It's good to have Dr. Victoria Mazes back with us. Dr. Mazes is the contributor on health to the Buckmaster Show. She is an internationally recognized leader in integrative medicine. She is the executive director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine and a professor of medicine, family and community medicine, and public health at the University of Arizona. Try getting that on one business card.
The
print must be very small. And in addition to facilitating the growth of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, she has helped develop its curriculum and pioneered multiple educational innovations, including integrative family medicine and integrative medicine in residency. Both have become national models for educating primary care physicians. She's the co-author of Integrative Women's Health, and her new book, her latest book, is titled Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. Dr. Mays, it's good to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
And it's good to have you back. We try to get you on a monthly basis, but you had a jam-packed summer, a lot of travel.
Yes, I was all over the country and to some extent all over the world.
Yeah, international too, huh?
I was in Mexico, France, and Belgium.
Okay. And we haven't checked in with you. How's the book doing? Be Fruitful.
The book is doing wonderfully. And actually, last week, the American College of OBGYNs and the American Society for Reproductive Medicine came out with a joint statement that said that all doctors really need to do prenatal and preconception counseling about environmental chemicals, which is one of the major points of the book, so that babies are not born, as the Institute of Medicine said, pre-polluted.
So they come out with a kind of a clean,
well,
clean
very
bill of health.
Sadly and outrageously, the average baby has over 200 environmental chemicals in them at the time of birth.
And oh my goodness.
The American College of OBGYN said virtually every woman in the U.S. is exposed and has at least 43 chemicals in her.
Unbelievable. Dr. Victoria Mays is with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040, 790-2040. Americans deeply divided, Dr. Mays, as you know, over the Affordable Health Care Act, also AKA, known as Obamacare. How about health care professionals? What, in your profession, are the health professionals as divided over this issue as medical consumers?
Well, I think integrative physicians are very much in favor of the Affordable Care Act. We, as a country, I think it has been embarrassing that we're the only developed country that doesn't have some way to ensure all of our citizens and to be sure that people can access health care. Some of your listeners probably know, the Affordable Care Act basically has assured that people will be able to access what they call essential health benefits, which is outpatient care, emergency care, hospitalization as needed, maternity and newborn care, mental health, substance abuse disorder treatment, prescription medicines, rehab, preventive care, pediatric care, including for kids, oral, dental, and vision. So this is, I think, such a wonderful step towards assuring that every U.S. citizen can get the health care that I would think should be a right.
But we keep hearing these horror stories about doctors who have decided to retire because they just don't want to deal with Obamacare.
Well, I don't understand that. I do believe that for small businesses, this will be a bit of a challenge. Any new regulation creates some challenge. I think for U.S. citizens, this is just a wonderful thing. And I think it's wonderful for the healthcare system at large, because people who don't have insurance usually get the most expensive care. They wait the longest, then they end up in the emergency room where care is more expensive than any place else. We know that if you don't have insurance, you're more likely to delay treatment for serious conditions like diabetes or cancer, which is going to increase your risk from those diseases. So I just think as a nation, even if there's some growing pains around this, this is a wonderful step forward.
And a caller just who did not want to go on the air, but his question was about doctors retiring earlier. This caller's doctor is retiring at 50, and his main question is, if healthcare providers are in favor of this plan, why are so many retiring?
I think doctors are retiring because the job of a primary care physician has become exceedingly difficult. There is less and less time to spend in patient care. There is more and more time required for paperwork. There are more and more rules. The reimbursement goes down. I think this is a very hard time to be a primary care physician, and we need to support ways to make it easier for people to practice primary care, which is a calling.
Mm-hmm. We had one of your colleagues at the University of Arizona, Dr. Mark Gilbert, was our guest, had a lot of favorable listener comments to what he had to say on the Buckmaster Show. On Monday, he was with us, and we were talking about his program that he started called Eye of the Hurricane, which basically, as you know, is trying to find for cancer patients, trying to find that calm place in the midst of all the chaos in their lives after a diagnosis of cancer.
Yes, I think Dr. Gilbert's program is a wonderful mind-body program. Certainly when you receive a cancer diagnosis, it is one of those words, cancer, that just startles you out of your, you know, day-to-day existence. It creates what I would call a spiritual crisis where you start questioning, why did this happen to me? Why this kind of cancer? Why now? How am I going to manage this? What does this mean in terms of my survival, my mm-hmm. family, my job? It just creates an enormous amount of existential questions, and with that, great anxiety. And Dr. Gilbert's program helps people find their center. Obviously, the answers to these questions are deeply personal, but if you have ways to center and quiet and calm yourself, you're going to be better able to make important decisions that you have to make about cancer care, but you're also going to have, I think, an easier time going through that treatment.
How about the integrative medicine approach to cancer treatment?
So I have a teacher who is from a traditional Chinese medicine background. His name is Dr. Xinkai Zhang, and he summarizes that the entire purpose of medicine is twofold and can be said in five words. Medicine should dispel evil and support the good. Five words. Interesting words. So I would say that in conventional cancer care, we have spent most of our attention dispelling evil. Critically important. We dispel evil with surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, immune therapies, hormone therapies. We're starting to use genetic therapies. But we do very, very little to support the good. And that's where integrative oncology really shines. It has a variety of strategies from diet to mind-body approaches like those that Dr. Gilbert described, to getting enough sleep, using supplements, traditional Chinese medicine, and other approaches.
You know, that I like that. I like, you know, you're talking about five words. Well, I like support the good.
Right.
I'll narrow it even down to three words.
Right.
The perception is when the word, you know, the dreaded big C, cancer, comes up, you don't think about the good.
Right. No, for sure.
I mean.
And I think that people are drawn to an integrative approach because they do want to do all they can to minimize the side effects that we know can be part of conventional cancer treatment, to minimize any inflammation they might have in their body, to increase their sense of control, and that there are things that they can do directly to heal. But also, from an integrative approach, there are things that you can do to relieve side effects or prevent side effects. And anything you do that addresses side effects and makes them less frequent means that the chances of someone completing their full course of care goes up. And we know from our studies of chemotherapy, radiation, that if you get the full course of care, you're going to do better than if you can only somehow make it through part of it.
All right. Dr. Victoria Mazes, we're talking about the integrative medicine approach to cancer. 790-2040, 790-2040. Dr. Mazes is always game to entertain your questions and comments. And Rose, what's the latest now on the Capitol? Nothing really happening on the latest on that. They did lift the lockdown order was lifted. But anyway, the situation on Capitol Hill continues. That's unconfirmed that they lifted that order, but the situation, as they say in the business, is very fluid. We continue with the Buckmaster Show and Dr. Victoria Mazes right after this. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right. You get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We're at 12:20 on this Thursday afternoon. Dr. Victoria Mazes is with us, Executive Director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, and she's the Buckmaster Show contributor on health, and we're always honored to have her on the show, hopefully every month. And Dr. Mazes, we've been talking about the integrative medicine approach to a diagnosis of cancer, and you were saying before the break that there are all sorts of things that can be done to, I guess, to minimize some of the really downside. And you were also talking about three words that I really like: try to support the good.
That's right, yeah. Supporting the good. So, you know, just as an example of how things sometimes change, for some period we told people, well, maybe you shouldn't exercise if you have cancer. You should just rest. We used to rest people a lot. We do that much less frequently now. But it turns out, for example, that aerobic exercise, 3.5 to 4 hours a week of vigorous activity, reduces the risk of colon cancer. There was a study of almost 3,000 registered nurses who had been diagnosed with stage 1, 2, or 3 breast cancer. And the women who exercised 3 to 5 hours a week at an average pace, which was about a 20-minute mile, so that's not super hard to do, mm-hmm. Had increased survival. So exercise during chemotherapy, radiation therapy, it's been shown to be safe. It helps reduce fatigue. It shows in studies that you can reduce anxiety, and overall you improve your bone mineral density, your sleep, your mood, even your self-esteem. So, you know, that's one example of a supporting the good activity, mm-hmm. that you don't necessarily think about when people are diagnosed with cancer, but exercise continues to be very important.
Are there some supplements that people who are on chemotherapy should be taking?
Well, supplements is a very important question. That's one of the questions people often come to an integrative doctor with. And I do want to mention that the University of Arizona has a survivorship clinic that accepts all insurances. One of our graduates, Layla Ali Akbarian, is the person who provides those visits, and she's well trained in integrative medicine. What you don't want to do is you don't want to take a supplement that may interfere with the actions of your chemotherapy or radiation therapy. And so you do have to be a bit careful about selecting, because we know that there are some that have been shown to interfere. The timing of them, for example, take melatonin, which some people use for sleep. Melatonin has an extremely short half-life, about an hour. That means it's out of your body. It's out of your system the next morning when you wake up. So that you don't have to worry quite as much of an interaction because it so rapidly gets out of your body as something with a really long half-life that could potentially interfere with chemotherapy or radiation therapy.
Melatonin is used on all sorts of things, for jet lag and other things like that, correct?
Yes, it is. It's a very popular dietary supplement. Melatonin is produced in the body by your pineal gland. It's actually a neurotransmitter, and it helps set your day-night circadian rhythm. But it turns out that it also can have some roles in cancer treatment. There have been some studies that show that people who have solid tumors, that would be something like a lung cancer or a breast cancer, a colon cancer, but not blood-based tumors like a lymphoma or leukemia, have been shown to have increased survival when they take really high doses of melatonin, way higher than you would use for sleep, for example. We also know that when people use melatonin, they have less risk of neuropathy, and it can potentiate the effects of some medicines like tamoxifen. So again, this is where you want to get the advice of someone who's trained in integrative oncology and can help you decide whether it's the right thing for you to be taking. I think anyone can use this safely for short term, like if you are traveling to another country and you have jet lag. But it can be used as one of the supplements when someone has cancer.
We should also talk about cancer prevention. There are so many things that can be done in that area, and that's huge.
Absolutely. So we know that the various groups that study this, the American Institute of Cancer Research, has basically said if we led a healthy lifestyle, which is, you know, eating a Mediterranean style or anti-inflammatory diet, lots of vegetables and fruits, less meat, especially less burnt meats of any kind.
Ooh, you mean that the heavy grilled?
Exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And less things that are cured, like salamis or bacon, things like that. Yeah. Less alcohol, less tobacco, of course, regular exercise. We could eliminate about a third of all cancers. So lifestyle really makes a difference in terms of reducing the risk. The other thing I'm deeply concerned about, as you know, are the environmental chemicals that we're exposed to on a daily basis that may also increase our risks. And, you know, there are things we can do, like drinking from stainless steel or glass water bottles, having a water purifier at home, looking up the products we use on our bodies, like our shampoo or our moisturizer, body
lotions,
sunscreens. There's a cosmetics database that you can look all these things up and choose one that have fewer environmental chemicals that are safer. Organic food we've talked about frequently. These are all things that you can do to reduce your risk.
And losing weight.
Yes, so it turns out that especially abdominal fat, but fat is pro-inflammatory. It produces all of these inflammatory cytokines that can increase our risks of a variety of kinds of cancer. And, you know, people who exercise regularly, eat a healthier diet, of course, are also going to be at lower risk of obesity and therefore at lower risk of cancer. Of cancer and obesity, both.
And I'm very proud that I've lost 20 pounds since
I saw you
last.
We're on the radio, but
are,
I have to
I'm
tell you that
you.
Bill looks fabulous.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, and I've cut out a lot of those sweets. The Cookie Monster, I think, that is now in the rearview mirror behind us. I'm enjoying, believe it or not, I never was a big watermelon person, but I've been enjoying a fruit dessert.
That's wonderful. I'm a big fan of watermelon, too. But let me just tell you, one of the questions people ask about cancer is sugar poison?
Okay.
And should you avoid sugar entirely? And I think that it's important to understand that, you know, all sugars, whether it's table sugar or high fructose corn syrup, are these mixtures of fructose and glucose. Each of them can create some problems. Glucose metabolized by every cell in your body. Fructose metabolized by the liver. And when you in when you eat fructose, which is in table sugar as well as the high fructose corn syrup, you can increase your risk of fatty liver, of insulin resistance, of metabolic syndrome. You raise your insulin levels. You raise your insulin-like growth factor 1. These can be tumor promoters. And so it's definitely worth avoiding the simple sugars, whether it's table sugar, agave, honey, high fructose corn syrup. All of these can create these metabolic effects that may be of risk.
Okay, we're going to have to run with Dr. Mazes, but what about the website if people wanted some information about sunscreens and all these other things that may have, what's in them, basically?
So my website, victoriamazesmd.com, has lists for reducing your environmental exposures and also for preventing cancer.
Really? You've got that's all on the website, VictoriaMazesMD.com. Wow.
Yes.
Good information. Thank you very much, Dr. Mazes, for being with us, and we will look forward to your visit in November. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Well, it all began at the White House this afternoon. Reports of a car ramming one of the White House gates that was followed by a police chase that wound up on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. Reports of shots fired prompted a lockdown of the Capitol complex. Now, that lockdown has since been lifted, and a female suspect is said to be in police custody. That suspect may have been wounded by police gunfire. Apparently, one Capitol Police officer was injured, and that officer has been taken to an area hospital. U.S. Capitol Police have scheduled a news conference about all of this, and that news conference is scheduled to get underway at any moment. On Wall Street right now, stocks are sharply lower. The Dow down about 113 points. The NASDAQ is off 38. More details at srnnews.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2 hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is brought to you by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. It makes a great weekend getaway. Just three and a half hours, depending on where you are in the Tucson Valley. Head east, and then pretty much take a left at Lordsburg, go up about 45 miles, and you're in a really different world, a beautiful world in Silver City. And they have this weekend the Pinos Altos Fiesta and the Mimbres Valley Harvest Festival going on over in Silver City. Great places to stay, including Georgetown Cabins and Gila Hot Springs Ranch. You can find out all about Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, on their website, southwestnewmexico.org. They have the complete list. We send lots of Buckmaster Show listeners over there, and everybody comes back and they say the same thing. Hey, Bill, it was a fantastic time over there. Had a great time. United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona's annual Days of Caring. This is the community's single largest volunteer event. It is coming up in a couple of weeks here in Tucson. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show is Whitney Thistle. She is the United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona Manager of Volunteer Programs. Whitney, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
This is a big deal, and for those in the community that are not familiar with it, this is not the first year. This has been going on for a while.
It is not. It originally started back 14 years ago, so this is our 14th year. It started way back when with IBM and Kathy Carlisle. Started with one company and one project, and really the goal of Days of Caring is to connect groups of volunteers, whether they're business groups, church groups, whatever groups come out, and to connect them with the needs that are in their community. So we collect projects from local nonprofits, childcare agencies, and schools, and allow them to submit for a couple of months. Once they're all submitted into our system, then we put it out to volunteers who can come out and match those needs.
How wide is the scope of the projects, Whitney?
The scope of the project is really anything and everything. We have some that are thankathons where you can come and thank donors for the organization. We do tons of landscaping, painting, facilities improvement, laying down floors, collating outreach materials, general office organization. It's really whatever they need, and we allow them to submit.
You know, I often say, Whitney, that without the volunteers, this community would come to a grinding halt. We have a wonderful, supportive volunteer group. Especially, we have many people that come out and enjoy our weather in the wintertime, some of our older residents who are looking for something to do, and they volunteer. I mean, but year-round, we need these volunteers.
Absolutely. And not only Days of Caring on October 23rd and October 26th, where we're going to need about 3,200 volunteers
for
that.
Wow, that many then.
Yes, sir. But there are many volunteer opportunities year-long. And actually, at the Volunteer Center at United Way, there's a website that we upkeep that the entire public can go to, and that's www.volunteersoaz.org. And they can actually type in keywords and find opportunities that are relevant to them, as well as browse through the organizations that post their opportunities there.
So how about sign-up? How does somebody get involved?
So if you want to get involved with Days of Caring specifically, you head to www.unitedwaytucson.org/Days of Caring, and you'll be able to click to select a project. You'll be able to browse all the projects that are available, and then you submit your information and your t-shirt size, and then we connect you with those project hosts and get you on your way.
You know, let's go back 14 years. You mentioned that IBM was instrumental in getting this whole thing going. What was the project? project that they were involved with. Do you recall?
You know what? I don't recall. Okay. But Kathy Carlisle over at IBM has been a rock star for Days of Caring. She sits on our Days of Caring committee is really involved, as well as brings out about 400 IBM volunteers every year to support the project.
And many organizations. This is not just governmental organizations. You mentioned it's private, it's public, it's people involved with religious organizations. Everyone is involved in this. And can you give us kind of an overview of some, give us an example of some of the projects that would be available for volunteers?
Sure. We have tons that are available for local childcare agencies that need, you know, like a new floor put in or a playroom painted, things like that, something that's going to improve the experience of the kids that are going to that school. Other than that, the other nonprofits, there's some that are exciting where if you want to come help with the Tucson Boys and Girls Club, The Party, you can come and help them get ready for their 900-item silent auction and be part of that. So the scope is really anything and everything.
How is United Way doing right now in Tucson and Southern Arizona?
United Way is doing a great job in Tucson and Southern Arizona. We just came out of a very successful campaign where we hit almost $10.2 million. And this year's campaign is going to be bigger and better. We have Lisa Lavallo as our campaign cabinet chair, who's really charging and leading that effort, as well as our board of directors.
Lisa's a friend of the show, of course, with Cox.
And wonderful.
We like Lisa. But, you know, it's just United Way is an umbrella for really so much of charity organizations in this community, aren't they?
It is. And what I love about United Way is that we don't have to play favorites. We are open to anybody and everybody. And we really strategize and focus on being that backbone organization in the community that can bring together these people who have similar interests and really do some systematic work and change the system rather than just one agency working alone. We've got 30 agencies working on, you know, first things first and things like that.
And the bottom line, we all want to make this a better place to live, and I think United Way helps very much in doing that. Whitney Thistle is with us. She is United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona Manager of Volunteer Programs. We're talking about the annual Days of Caring. This will be the 14th year for the community's really the biggest, largest community event, and it starts on Wednesday, October 23rd, and ends Saturday, October 26th. Now, does it go straight through, or is it just Wednesday and that Saturday?
The main days for Days of Caring are that Wednesday, October 23rd, and the 26th. We do have some projects due to their circumstances that kind of fall outside those dates, and those are viewable on the website as well.
And how many hours does someone, if they want to get involved for Days of Caring, is this flexible? That they can volunteer for a few hours or whatever?
Oh, yeah. There's lots of projects that are pretty short, turnkey. You can come and work from 9 to noon and make a huge impact. Other projects, you can stay all day if you'd like. We do have some groups as well that pick a project in the morning, they go have lunch, and then go to another project in the afternoon.
Can groups sign up as a group, for instance, like girls or Boy Scout chapters?
Absolutely. So we do on our website, there's group selection and individual selection. We get about 80% of our volunteers coming through with groups that have selected, but there is an individual opportunity as well. And also, anybody that maybe can't do a project and it doesn't work for them to go out and do something can join us for our live remote broadcast, which will be Wednesday, October 23rd from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Grant and Dodge, which there's a gigantic Wells Fargo. They're our platinum sponsor. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have walk-up volunteer opportunities, breakfast. Our sponsors will be there. Just a time to really generate momentum and get people excited.
All right. Well, I'm glad we could talk about launching Days of Caring, the annual event, and let our listeners know that this is coming up. And again, let's give, as we wrap this up, Whitney, that website information.
Sure. So if you are looking to sign up for Days of Caring, you're going to head to www.unitedwaytucson.org/Days of Caring. And if year long you want to look for volunteer opportunities, you're going to head to www.volunteersoaz.org. One thing I wanted to make sure we plug is United Way has been instrumental in a VITA program, which is Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And we do need lots of volunteers, and not only volunteers to prep taxes, but to be site hosts, to be greeters, things like that. So we'd love to have you come on board if there's any interest there.
All right, Whitney, thank you very much. If there's anything we can do for you in the future, please call. Thank you very
Wonderful.
Much.
Wonderful. It's been a pleasure being here.
All right. Coming up on 12:44 on the Buckmaster Show, the Buckmaster contributor on legal affairs, attorney Don Luce. He is in the wings, and he will be our next guest as we continue with this Thursday, October the 3rd edition, right after this.
Under the glowing glass of brilliant light, experience UA Biosphere 2 Discovery Nights. For the first time ever, premiering the wonders of Biosphere 2 at night with extended hours. Beginning Saturday, September 28th, join us for five straight Saturday nights for an exciting family adventure with activities that promote curiosity and creativity. Receive a free annual pass with nighttime adult admission. Kids 12 and under are free. Limit 2 per adult. Visit b2science.org for more event details.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:47 on this Thursday afternoon. And once a month, it's our honor to have attorney Don Luce with us, Mr. Luce of Luce Brown & Associates, with offices in Tucson and Phoenix. Attorney Don Luce is the Buckmaster Show legal contributor. He's also the author of two very popular books about Arizona laws, Arizona Laws 101, a handbook for non-lawyers, now in its second edition, and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. Don, how are you today?
I'm great, Bill. Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. And I want to begin with this issue that is now before the courts. Can medical marijuana patients grow their own?
Open question. Now, the dispute arises because two medical marijuana patients have sued Health Director Will Humble in Maricopa County Superior Court, saying that because the state cannot require anyone to participate in any healthcare system, the state cannot require that they buy their medical marijuana from a licensed dispensary. It's a unique argument, to be sure. The case is pending before a state court judge, and she has set a hearing for later this month to decide the issue. Basically, she's going to decide whether the health director ought to let them grow their own plants or ought to continue to require them to purchase their medical marijuana from a licensed dispensary. This goes back, of course, to the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act,
yes,
which the voters narrowly passed in 2010. So to put it in perspective, here we are nearly 3 years later, and we're still talking about litigation involving the Medical Marijuana Act. My fearless prediction, Bill, is that we'll be talking about litigation involving the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act for years to come.
Okay, and Health Director Will Humble will be on the Buckmaster Show tomorrow. He will be our Friday focus interview, and he'll be joining myself, Linda Valdez of the Arizona Republic will be questioning him, and Mark Evans of Inside Tucson Business. So that will be very interesting. It's Mr. Humble's kind of at the center of a lot of these legal issues concerning medical marijuana.
He is indeed. And the reason is because the Department of Health Services, of which he's the director, is responsible for the administration and enforcement of the Arizona Medical Marijuana Act. Bear in mind that there are over 40,000 cardholders statewide who have the legal right to use medical marijuana, and there are over 100 state-regulated dispensaries. So he has a huge program to administer, and because of all of the controversy surrounding the use of marijuana, he's never at a loss to answer questions, adopt rules, and find himself, unfortunately, in court on a frequent basis these days.
And every state that's involved now with this marijuana issue seems to have a peculiar set of circumstances and laws surrounding their particular state.
Very much so. It's a very localized subject. Colorado, for instance, is in the minds of some much more progressive than Arizona when it comes to marijuana use and possession, as is Washington and California. The problem that every state has, however, is that marijuana is a controlled substance. The federal government has classified it as a Schedule I controlled substance, which means that in the eyes of the federal government, marijuana has absolutely no medical benefit.
And it's interesting, in this suit, the folks that are suing say that the strain, the particular strain, the variety of marijuana is very crucial because I guess a particular strain, Don Luce, may be more effective in treating a specific medical condition than another one.
Well, you know, Bill, now we're getting outside my particular field
of
expertise.
I think we'll move on. Anyway, I'm sure we'll be talking about medical marijuana next month when Don Luce is here. But let's talk about the school voucher program, very controversial issue, an appeals court upholding the school voucher program in Arizona.
Yes, just on Tuesday of this week, the Court of Appeals said that state lawmakers are free to give parents vouchers for public funds to educate their children at any private or parochial school. So this case arose because Arizona residents objected to the Empowerment Scholarship Accounts, also known as ESAs. And what that law says is that the state treasurer is to set up a special account that parents can tap to pay tuition and fees for their children at private or parochial schools or for other educational instruction. Now, when this law was passed in 2011, it was limited to students with special needs. But what's happened is the legislature has extended it so that the program now covers any student attending schools rated D or F. And that potentially adds over 100,000 students to the program. So this could be a huge migration from public school to private schools if this law stands. The Court of Appeals said it is not unconstitutional. The state legislature is free to do this. The opponents of the law have, however, promised to appeal the issue to the Arizona Supreme Court. Now, the problem that the proponents of the law have is that 4 years ago, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled that a similar program was unconstitutional. So they're facing headwinds, I think, when they get to the high court. But as it stands now, the ESAs, or the Empowerment Scholarship Accounts, are valid, and it potentially will benefit hundreds of thousands of students who either are special needs or attend schools rated D or F.
Well, it's certainly going to be a huge issue for districts like Tucson Unified School District, TUSD, which is always concerned about declining enrollment and losing students to charter schools.
Absolutely. And I think what we've seen over the past several years is a trend. Parents are putting their children in charter schools, parochial schools, private schools of all manner on a more frequent basis, and they're getting assistance from the state to do so. I think that trend will continue unless the Arizona Supreme Court strikes down these empowerment scholarship accounts. If that happens, I think the trend will reverse, but not otherwise.
Don Luce is with us, Attorney Don Luce of Luce Brown & Associates. He is the Buckmaster Show legal contributor, and we thank Don for coming on the Buckmaster Show once a month to talk about the legal news, the headline legal news. And one headline that really hasn't materialized as much as normally would be the start up of the U.S. Supreme Court session, which happens usually, I guess, every October, but it's kind of been buried in the news because of the craziness going on.
It's been overshadowed. Yeah. Yes. Well, the first Monday of October is when the Supreme Court's new term begins. And last year, your listeners will remember that the court ruled on a host of cases that were landmark cases.
Yeah, marquee issues.
Absolutely. Striking down a ban on same-sex marriage in California, mm-hmm. striking a ban on federal benefits afforded to same-sex couples, and undercutting key provisions of the Voting Rights Act. Those were all decisions that came out of the court, and interestingly, at the end of the last term, which was in June. This year, there are a whole host of new cases that the court will decide, and the court is expected, among other things, to revisit affirmative action. Mm. There's a case out of Michigan challenging the voters' mandate when they amended the state constitution to prohibit race-based or gender-based preferences in public university admissions. The court's going to hear that case. There's a campaign finance reform case before the court challenging the aggregate contribution limits that constrain how much total money individuals can donate to federal candidates. And then the court is going to consider in separate cases political prayers and presidential appointments. There are about 40 cases already scheduled for the new term, and it's estimated that the court this term will hear about 70 cases in all. So I think it's going to be action-packed, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a couple of blockbuster cases this term as well.
And whether or not it will meet all the last session and all the blockbusters there, we'll see. But you said this affirmative action certainly is going to get a lot of headlines.
It is. And there's another case, too, that involves the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. Hmm. It has a religious component to it in that religious colleges and others are arguing that the law's requirement that employers include contraception in their health plans, they say that that violates religious beliefs, and numerous lawsuits in several states are challenging that law, and so it's pretty much all but obliging the high court to step in and make a decision on a nationwide basis, but it should be really interesting stuff.
Don Luce is with us. He is the author of two very popular books, Arizona Laws 101, A Handbook for Non-Lawyers, and Estate Planning in Arizona, What You Need to Know. I'm always surprised when I talk to friends and I say, have you put your affairs in order? And they say, well, no, I'm not sick or anything. What are you talking about, putting my affairs in order? I'm saying to these people and these friends, you need a plan.
Well, that's a good point. Estate planning isn't just about wealth preservation. It has to do also with personal protection and succession planning. So, you know, if you become sick or disabled, you know, do you have a power of attorney that will enable someone to act on your behalf? And have you executed healthcare directives that will tell your doctors and treating physicians the type of care and treatment that you want if you're not able to communicate that information yourself? So, again, estate planning is something that everyone should be concerned about, whether you're rich or you're poor or somewhere in between. It involves a lot of things that are important and a lot of things that, quite frankly, a lot of people just don't think about on a day-to-day basis.
Give us a couple of those things.
Sure. Healthcare directives. How many people really consider that at some point somebody other than themselves may have to make decisions concerning their medical care, including potentially life and death decisions? I would venture to say that not many of us have taken that step of appointing a third person to act for us and detailing in a living will or healthcare power of attorney exactly what type of medical care and treatment I want if I'm not able to decide and my life may never recover to the point I was before I went in.
Okay, that's Don Luce. Thank you, Don, very much for being with us. Your books are available
at Amazon, retail bookstores throughout the state. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, thank you very much. Don Luce, attorney with us of Luce Brown & Associates. They have offices in Tucson and Phoenix. Buckmaster Show, thanks. Culligan Water, bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. All of our in-studio guests are given a bottle of Culligan water. Everyone seems to enjoy the arrangement. All the guests say thank you, Culligan, and it's good water. What can you say? I mean, thank you very much, Culligan. Okay, John C. Scott comes up this afternoon, 3 to 5. He is the Dean of Local Talk. And then we will be back, of course, tomorrow with the Buckmaster Show. Will Humble, State Health Director, and of course, it's Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 with Chris and Joe. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.